Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the fruit of the Spirit and specifically talking about the fruit of long suffering in your life. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. We've talked about love, joy, and peace, and we're talking about this fruit of long suffering. The Hebrew word for long suffering is a word arik, which means long suffering or slow to anger. If we are long suffering, we are slow to anger. The Greek word makrothumia is very similar, to be long angered or at long wrath as such. Again, the same thing, referring to slow to anger. We find that long suffering is a spiritual force. All of the fruit of the Spirit are forces from your recreated human spirit that you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ when you're born again. This long suffering is a spiritual force from within, and it never gives up on people. It sees things to the end. It's slow to anger in spite of suffering, in spite of circumstances, in spite of what someone might do to them. And this is what we want to develop in us. This fruit is applied towards people and also towards realizing the promises of God in our life. Now, we've seen the fact that God's nature is one of long suffering. The Lord, He's merciful, gracious, long suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. He's long suffering of great mercy, full of compassion, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Praise God. And it's so important that we understand that that is our God. His nature is one of long suffering. When He made His covenant, He proclaimed His long suffering. Even when the people murmured, He still was long suffering. Praise God. He wants us to be overcoming in our life. And He's long suffering, working in our life to bring us to the place of overcoming and choosing His way so we can pour out His mercy upon us in our life. Now, we've seen His character. Even in Nehemiah 9:17, we saw that scripture where the people refused to obey. They were not mindful of His wonders. They hardened their necks. They were rebellious and returned unto bondage. But God was a God of long-suffering. Even in the midst of that, God is long-suffering. He wanted them to come to the place of turning back from the ways of darkness. Slow to anger, long-suffering, He doesn't forsake them. One of the qualities of God is long-suffering is He doesn't forsake us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. That has got to be our attitude toward others. We're not going to forsake Him. We're not going to give up. Long-suffering doesn't quit on people. God doesn't quit on us. In the ministry, we don't quit on people, but we keep looking for their repentance in their life. In Proverbs 14, verse 29, we saw the scripture, but it's important to see these again. He that is slow to wrath, that's one who's long-suffering, is of great understanding. In Proverbs 15, verse 18, he that is slow to wrath appeaseth or stoppeth strife. Proverbs 16:32, he that's slow to anger, that's the long-suffering one, is better than the mighty. Praise God. God wants us to be patient spirit. The one who's patient spirit or long-suffering is better than the proud in spirit. Pride will always cause you to react out of self, while long-suffering will cause you to react out of love. Praise God. In Ecclesiastes 7, he says that anger rests in the bosom of fools, but he that's not hasty in spirit to be angry, that's the one who's going to have wisdom before God. Praise God. And we saw that scripture over in Joel chapter 2 when he was telling them to turn with all their heart and with fasting and weeping and mourning, rend their heart and turn unto the Lord because He's gracious, merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness. And He's a God who wants to see victory come. This is when the land was in desolation. And this shows the fact that a person's life can be in desolation because of things not going right, many problems, areas of sin and bondage in your life. Remember God's long-suffering, looking for you to turn to Him, to deal with your heart and your motivation, thoughts and intents. He wants you to repent and change. Jonah, we saw the scripture over in Jonah where Jonah was angry and mad because God repented of destroying Nineveh because they repented. Hey, long-suffering never wants to be judgmental. Long-suffering delights in mercy, not in judgment upon people. And we've got to get this kind of attitude about us in our life. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, or have long patience, long suffering with me, and I'll pay thee all. This is the one who owed the man, his Lord, a great debt. Then in verse 27, the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and forgave him that debt. Well, the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, a very small amount. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me. He asked the same thing that this guy had asked his Lord. Have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all, saying the same words. But he would not. And he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he'd called them, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity or compassion on thee? The Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. This is important. Love is going to be long-suffering, and love is going to forgive. If you have the fruit of long-suffering, you're always going to forgive people their trespasses. Well, God's forgiven us of ours. How can we not forgive someone of the trespasses against us? How can we forgive anyone? Not forgive anyone who's done wrong to us when God's already forgiven us of the wrong that we have done. Long-suffering always forgives from the heart because God has forgiven us of our sins. Long-suffering does not hold grudges. It does not hold on to unforgiveness. If you have a problem with unforgiveness and holding grudges, then you have a need to develop the fruit of long-suffering in your life. Very important. Romans chapter 2. We saw the scripture at the end of the last broadcast. It says that you're inexcusable, O man, when you judge. If you judge another, you condemn yourself. If we judge people, we are going to be condemned. And it goes on and says, thinkest thou, O man, down in verse 3, that if you judge them which do such things and do the same, that you, how are you going to escape the judgment of God? You're not. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance? What does God want in a person's life? He didn't want judgment. He wants repentance. Long-suffering shows the goodness of God to bring one to repentance, not to judge the person. If you judge a person, then that judgment will come upon you. In Romans 9, verse 22, it talks about God, who's willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. This shows the fact that God is a God who wants to be bringing forth repentance in our life. If he says fruit of long-suffering endures these vessels or people of wrath that walk in anger and disobedience, rebellion, stubbornness, sinfulness, that are fitted for destruction, God is going to endure those things, and we need to endure these things. Long-suffering is going to endure people walking in anger, disobedience, rebellion, and sinfulness. This is because of the love of God. Love is going to include long-suffering in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 says this, charity, that's love, suffereth long. If we have love, then we're going to have long-suffering. Love is long-suffering. Love is going to endure all things, the Bible says. That's a quality that's important to be developed in you if you are going to be walking in the ways of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, the Bible says that in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God in much patience, afflictions, necessities, distresses, stripes, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. You know, if we are in the ministry, for you who are in the ministry, one of the ways that you prove yourself truly as a minister of God is that you are going to be approved if you have long-suffering. Some of these ministers that get upset so easily with people and write them off and are very harsh and controlling and dominating and don't have a long-suffering attitude towards people, They need to repent. You know, every one of us as ministers must have the fruit of long suffering. We're not going to get angry. We're slow to get angry. We endure all things, praise God. That'll make you approved as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a fruit that you've got to develop in you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. We're to walk worthy of the ways of the Lord. In verse 2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing, or holding up, that means, one another in love. If we're long-suffering, we're going to hold one another up in love. We're not going to write them off. We're not going to be critical and fault-finding, judgmental, and forsaking them. No, love does not forsake. Love is long-suffering. God wants this developed in you. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible says that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Long-suffering is with joyfulness. This is the other thing. Some people think, well, I've been long-suffering. But your attitude, is your attitude with joyfulness? Are you long-suffering with a bad attitude because you got to put up with so-and-so the way they act? Are you down, depressed? You got grief, sorrow, you got sadness? You're kind of irritated within? That's not long-suffering. The fruit of long-suffering has a good attitude. The fruit of long-suffering is with joyfulness, praise God. Long-suffering is a spiritual force. It keeps you enduring. It's slow to anger. It does not give up on people. It sees things through to the end. It does not forsake people. It looks for repentance in people. I tell you, when you have long-suffering, you don't get into strife. And you learn to rule your soul realm. And you don't react from self and pride. Instead, you're going to look for people to turn to God, praise God, and deal with their heart and attitude. I tell you, when you're long-suffering, you're going to be delighting in mercy, not in judgment. You're going to always forgive from the heart. You're not going to be judging others, but you're going to be looking for their repentance. And in all this, you're going to do it with joyfulness. Do you have long-suffering developed in you? If not, get in these scriptures, start confessing these scriptures, start doing them, and confess your sin of being judgmental, critical, and fault-finding, and develop the fruit of long-suffering in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.